Hello, English program here. How are you? Oh dear. Yes, we're broadcasting. We're back, folks. Yes, the English program. We've had a bit of a sort of a holiday, but we're back now doing our programs and things. Yes, you can find us all over the place on the Audio Boo, on Spreaker, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. We are simply everywhere. We're broadcasting live from Liverpool. Yes, we are, you know. Used to broadcast from Spain, Castilla-La Mancha, but now we're in Liverpool. Yes, it's rather cool here, you know. Right, time for some poetry in the form of Aesop. A very good friend of the English programme is Aesop. I'm a big fan of the work of Aesop, and this particular series of little tales is in rhyme as well. Okay, so you've got Aesop, got these fabulous classic stories, and they're all in rhyme as well, so you have a bit of poetry in there. So rather good, if you ask me. You can follow us on Twitter, I just mentioned 2 seconds ago, at twitter.com/English Radio. That's the place to go to, you know, to follow us if you want to. You can follow us on Facebook, you can follow us on the Audio Boo. Yes, audioboo.fm/English Radio. Yes, you can go there and have a listen to all our podcasts and things if you want to. Right, okay, settle back. Have to press this button here. Okay, this is The Dog and the Wolf by Aesop. A wolf there was whose scanty fur had made his person lean and spare. A dog there was so amply fed, his sides were plump and sleek, 'tis said. The wolf once met this prosperous cur, and thus began, "Your servant, sir, I'm pleased to see you look so well, though how it is I cannot tell. I have not broke my fast today, nor have I'm concerned to say, one bone in store or expectation, and that I call a great vexation." "Indeed it is," the dog replied, "I know no ill so great beside, but if you do not like to be so poorly fed, come live with me." "Agreed," rejoined the wolf, "I'll go. But pray, what work am I to do?" "Oh, guard the house and do not fail to bark at thieves and wag your tail." So off they jogged and soon arrived at where the friendly mastiff lived. "Well," said the wolf, "I can't deny you have a better house than I." "Not so," the other then replied, "if you with me will hence abide." "Oh," said the wolf, "how kind you are! But what do you call that hanging there? Is it an iron chain or what?" "Friend," said the dog, "I quite forgot to mention that sometimes, you see, they hook that little chain to me. But it is only meant to keep us dogs from walking in our sleep. And should you wear it, you would find it's nothing that you need to mind." "I'll take your word," the wolf replied, "its truth by me shall never be tried. I'll have my liberty again, and you your collar and your chain." There's a moral to this story, and the moral is our neighbours sometimes seem to be, well, a bit better off than we are, yet seldom 'tis they really are, since they have troubles too to bear, which, if the truth were rarely known, are quite as grievous as our own. So if you think your neighbours are better than you, they have a better life, better car, better job, better garden, the chances are they don't. The chances are they're thinking the exact same thing as you are. So there you go. That's our moral tale from the wonderful philosopher Aesop. More from Aesop tomorrow. Thank you for listening. If you're a fan of Aesop, write in and tell us exactly what you think.